third example of the administration's inability to think can be found in its criminal attitude toward and treatment of Iraq's greatest cultural treasures. In the months before he ordered the invasion of Iraq, George Bush and his senior officials spoke of preserving Iraq's patrimony for the Iraqi people. What he meant by patrimony at a time when talking about Iraqi oil was taboo was exactly that, Iraqi oil. In their Joint Statement on Iraq's Future of April 8, 2003, George Bush and Tony Blair declared, "We reaffirm our commitment to protect Iraq's natural resources as the patrimony of the people of Iraq, which should be used only for their benefit." In this, they were true to their word. Among the few places American soldiers actually did guard during and in the wake of their invasion were that country's oil fields and the oil ministry in Baghdad. The real Iraqi patrimony, that invaluable human inheritance of thousands of years, was another matter. At a time when American pundits were warning of a future clash of civilizations, our occupation forces were letting perhaps the greatest of all human patrimonies be looted and smashed. There have been many dispiriting sights on TV since George Bush launched his ill-starred war on Iraq. The pictures from Abu Ghraib, Fallujah laid waste, American soldiers kicking down the doors of private homes and pointing assault rifles at women and children. But few have reverberated historically like the looting of Baghdad's National Museum, or been forgotten more quickly in this country. In archaeological circles, Iraq is known as the cradle of civilization, with a record of cultural artifacts going back more than 7,000 years. William R. Polk, the founder of the Center for Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Chicago, says, "It was there, in what the Greeks called Mesopotamia, that life as we know it today began. There, people first began to speculate on philosophy and religion, developed concepts of international trade, made ideas of beauty into tangible forms, and, above all, developed the skill of writing." No other places in the Bible except for Israel have more history and prophecy associated with them than Babylonia, Shinar, Sumer, and Mesopotamia, which in Greek means between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Different names for parts of the territory that the British around the time of World War I began to call Iraq. Most of the early books of Genesis are set in Iraq. See Genesis 10:10, 11:31, also Daniel 1-4, 2 Kings 24. There was, however, no country of Iraq until 1920, when the British combined the three Ottoman provinces of Basra, Mosul, and Baghdad, and set up the puppet Faisal dynasty to govern their new domain.